creating your love reality. So many people ask me what it is like to be a spiritual medium, what it is like to communicate with those beings that are beyond the three-dimensional physical world. What does it feel like? Does it change you yourself, James, when you speak to spirit? And the only answer I can truly give is the most common connection, or the way I could describe it to you, is love. Love is the bond that makes them come through. I feel their love. I feel an emotion. But beyond the emotions we have here that we can recognize, it kind of goes beyond that. It's as if the best in them sees the best in you. And I have to really be the translator of letting the person on the earth know that your loved one sees you probably better than you see yourself. They see your light. They see your gifts. They see your abilities. They see the possibilities, yet you don't see them for yourself. And beyond just the description of Allah that the spirit people want to talk about, that life after death, that they are alive, and give details of life after death, that they indeed are alive, there is no death, they also want the living to live life fully and live life as if there is, you know, there is going to be an end tomorrow, let's say. So if tomorrow is the last day of your life, how would you live today? They want us to live the best we possibly can with the potential we have. They want us to love ourselves and use the energy of love to live the life, create the reality that we want. Because you create your reality with your attitude, with what you think becomes your reality. So really, that is the message that most spirits come through with. Please let my loved one know that they can have the life that they really desire if they take the time to stop, to look within, and to honor their own specialness, to bring that energy of love within themselves, and to use that energy of love and its true creative power, that they can really have that true life that they desire by just using the energy of love. So, we have to remember, as I've said before, that what you think becomes a reality. What you think can change everything in your life. All you do is need to stop, take a few moments, and come to the realization that you are in control of your destiny. It is not led to outside forces, as such as family, friends, your job, people around you. It isn't that. No one will love you more than you can love yourself. I've said this many, many times, that you are really the source of your own happiness, of your own love. I often say that you have to have the relationship with yourself first in order to truly feel who you are, love yourself for who you truly are. When you show and you feel gratitude in your heart for being who you are, for honoring that, life changes and life begins to get better. You become happier and you will lift up your consciousness and your awareness to higher levels of energy. You'll be more energetic the more love you begin to experience within yourself. I often say that you are God. You are that light. You are that sparkle. Remember that. You are not the ego. You are not the limitations. You are not the fears, the have-nots, the limitations that you place upon yourself. You are real. You are everything. You are everything and everything you've ever desired you have within yourself. Sometimes you just have to change the way you think. So you have to change the energy field around you. You have to change the source of in yourself, in your heart, what you feel, what you desire, what you feel about yourself, what you know about yourself, because the universal law of like attracts like comes into play. So the more one can have a relationship within themselves and feel truly loving within themselves, know who they are, love everything about themselves, good, bad, or indifferent, just love yourself for who you are, and generate more of that love around you every single day, then you will attract to you that which loves you on that same level of vibration. Remember, like attracts like. That's a cosmic energy we have, the cosmic law that we have of like attracts like. So you will attract to that what you put out. The universe always says yes. The universe gives you whatever you want. So if you can create love within yourself and truly love and honor yourself, you will have love in your life. The universe is always there for us. You have to remember that. The universe gives more and more of what we feel, of what we want, of what we think, and what we desire. It's only us who have to make up our minds, make up our choices of what we truly want. That which we feel we're worthy for, we will attract situations and experiences into our life to fulfill that. If you think and feel that you're stuck in a rut, then you'll continue to be stuck in a rut. Your attitude has to change. It must change from a negative attitude to a positive attitude, because the universe is precise and co-creates our reality. So I call it universal ordering. What you give out to the universe, you can have. They co-create with you. So if you give them love, you will have love. It's very, very true. You're creating your reality by your thoughts, your feelings, your actions toward yourself and toward another. Even more so now, with the energies being increased on the earth, because so many things are happening as we look around this earth. A lot of people have fear, a lot of people have limitations, and a lot of people are worried, if you will. We need to turn that around. We can't necessarily change the macrocosm, the world as it is per se, but we can change what's inside of us. We can change the way we feel, the way we think, and the way we act upon ourselves. So, remember, you have to have a sense of feeling happy, gratitude, and really thankful for everything and everyone in your life. Instead of being upset that you might not have the right job, don't have enough money, don't live the life you want to live, turn that around and be happy that you have a job at all, or that you have some people in your life instead of no one. But most of all, be happy within yourself. And it's the little things in your life. Be happy that you take a breath each day. Be happy that you have the opportunities of a life each day, that you can hear the birds singing. You can look at the sky. You can see the lovely trees and the grass. You have the opportunity to change other people's life too, with your smile, with your words, with your acts. That's very, very important. Remember that the earth is a school for the soul, and we're always learning. And that everybody will want to learn like you want to learn. There are different levels of souls here. Postgraduate souls and baby souls. So there are many, many billions of souls upon this earth right now. So there is a major opportunity for us to change. And we have to release and let go of all the old, perhaps the old ways of thinking and old attachments. All of those things in your life, whether it's people, situations, that hold you back from living to your highest potential. We have to be willing to let go and release those attachments that no longer serve our highest good. We have to do that in order to have opportunities come to us so we can ascend, we can move, we can go higher. It's very, very important. And in a way, we have to show the universe that we have gratitude for what the universe gives us. And the moment we do that, the universe can give us more. So in some ways, I want to say, show God respect, and respect will be shown you. So I think that life, if we just change our perspective of things, and we realize that we are here to learn these lessons, and of course, lessons are difficult, lessons are hard. We wouldn't grow if things weren't difficult. That's how we grow. If things were easy, we'd never grow. But if we could change our perspective and step back and see, are we using love or fear with this situation? With the choices that we make, we can choose either love or fear. When you start changing to love and have no expectations about it, just do the right thing, which is love, then life will be much happier and easier to live. There is a big, big lesson for a lot of us. It's much easier if we can take this moment right now and begin to be mindful of living in the now, living in this moment. If we tend to live in the past, We're stuck in the past. Fears, behaviors, old patterns, we'll be stuck in the past. And the future is indeed not here yet. So we can, of course, visualize about the future, but we also have to realize that the future is going to come as a result of what we're thinking right now, of living in this moment right now. That's going to be the secret to bringing happiness and love toward you in the future. So it's being in the now moment. So if we are now in this moment now, we can release things from the past and we can let things go for the future. So it's very, very true. I have many different ways that you can take a step and to create your own reality, to bring love into your own reality. When you create your own reality, it should be for the purpose of putting together and putting energy out into the universe that will begin to remake or reorder the world that you really want to experience. And this is not about living in denial or not accepting certain situations from your past, but working with the universe and laws of physics that still apply. So remember that what your thoughts are things, what you put out, you indeed will get back. So wherever you are, just close your eyes yet again. I always find it so much easier to be in a space of creation when we close our eyes to the external world. We go on into the magical world of inside, the inside of ourselves, the beautiful light being. We touch our souls yet again, and we realize that we are limitless, that we have been made because of love, and love is our natural force. Love indeed is our natural force. So, I just want you to go through the body, and I just want you to say, I love you to each part of the body. I love you, my eyes. I love you, my ears. I love you, my brain. I love you, throat. I love you, teeth. I love you, mouth. I love you, tongue. Just try to go through every part of the body. I love you, all the cells in the body. I love the nerves. I love my heart. What you're doing is you're focusing. You're changing up, if you will, the focus and bringing that vibration of love to certain particular specific parts of the body. It works. Believe me, it works, because thoughts are real. And when you add the intention and the words to it, it has even that much more effect. So every part of the body, arms, I love you, arms, I love you, my arms, I love you, my fingers, and you can even get down to my fingernails. Just try to do that then. Every part of the body, I love you, my lungs, I love you, my chest. Just go through all the different parts. Love you, my heart. I love all the blood cells. Love all the nerves. Love you, my stomach. Go through all the different organs. Love you, appendix. Love you, liver. It just changes the frequency. It tunes up the frequency. That's what it does. Yeah. Good. So just go through each part of the body, each muscle, each organ, and each part of the body that you can think of in your head. That's fine. And you might notice as you do this, take just a second and realize the reaction that you feel from what you're focusing on. So if you say, I love you, heart, become where the heart feels. Wait for a second and feel the reaction of the heart. I did this many, many years ago when I went to a nutritionalist and I saw on the screen my blood cells. He had taken some blood and I was realizing that what I was thinking of in my body at the time, in my mind, affected those cells on the screen, which were outside of my body. So I knew there was a direct correlation. So now, if you can clearly just sending loving energy, bringing up that frequency to different parts of the body. So you should do this for about 15 minutes, I would say. And just focus on each part of the body. That's great. Good. Now, after you've gone through each part of the body and you feel as though you've covered it, I just want you now to begin to feel, sense, assess. How does the body feel now that you've brought love there? Good. And I want you now to imagine that you are standing in front of yourself, and you are this beautiful, beaming light. You are yourself, but you have light in you and throughout you. This beautiful light being, surrounded by light, surrounded by joy, surrounded by happiness, surrounded by love. And I want you to say three times, I am love. I am love. I am love. Love is the most incredible healing force we have in this universe. Remember that. So just directing I am love to yourself, that certainly helps us. That certainly helps with our creation of love in our lives. For love is everything. Love is all around us. It is who we are. It is what we're created from. It is what you're made up. You are love. It's that natural vibration, our state of being. And you've come back to the earth to experience all different aspects of love. And the most important thing is to give yourself some gratitude. To say to yourself, wow, I love you for coming down to this earth. I love you for taking the chance to come back here and doing it. It's a hard school, but you've done it. So remember, you being a loving energy, you are always connected to source energy, which is pure love. It's only the illusions, it's only the fears that pull you out of that awareness of love. So, as you go on the next couple of days or 3 days, I just have a little bit of an assignment here, just some ways to look at things differently. As you meet different people, I want you to feel their love. I just want you to feel their vibration, their love. And as you start doing that and using your mind to perceive love in another person, it is just a feeling, it is just a sense. If you can just say, I want to feel love for that person and go right into their heart, just attune yourself to their heart, you will find, and it's such an interesting experience, you will find that there is love there. You'll be able to tune into that loving vibration, but you'll also be aware that there may be layers, there may be emotional blockages that person is holding on to because they live in fear, or they're living in illusion, or they're living someone else's truth. So for the next couple of days, I'd like for you to try that. Just right, don't speak to the person at all. Just feel their love. Everybody emanates love to a degree. Many people, when you start doing this exercise, you will see that many people do, of course, emanate light, emanate energy, but their light is turned down. Their light may be covered because of emotional scarring, certain belief systems, certain programming, certain self-doubt, non-belief in self. I just want you to go and see, become aware, the different people that you meet and see. Just try to tune into their light, to their love, and see what you get. Now, I would suggest also writing a journal, writing down perhaps the different things that you feel when you meet different people, just for your own source. It's great. Your second assignment I'd like for you to do is the following. I would like for you to go out and get some paints, some little watercolors if you like, or oil colors, or even crayons if you like, that's fine. And I want you to get a blank poster board, a piece of paper. And I would like for you to make a circle and make the circle expand it larger. I just want you to use the colors that you feel are truly loving colors, those that reflect yourself. What colors will you use? How strong will those colors be? Again, this is just for your own observation when you use love. So you can do it in two different ways, too, if you want to try this. This is really interesting. Number one, you can just draw or paint the colors now in a circle or a square. That's fine. What you feel about yourself now. And then after you do that love exercise, the love meditation or love affirmation, then you can draw out or use colors. I guarantee that the colors you'd use later, after you brought love to yourself, will be much, much different. The colors will be lighter, they could be stronger, they'll be very different in mood and texture. So try that out. So you can always do it before and after. So those are a couple of the assignments I'd like for you to do. I think that you will find that when you have the awareness that you indeed are this beautiful being of light, always receiving and giving out, that the universe is ready for you to receive love any way you want. The only thing holding you back from receiving love is your own self. For God says yes. It's the ego that says no. And you can repeat these exercises and this assignment any way you like. So the more you do it, the stronger, of course, it gets to. A third assignment that I have, and I think this is a really interesting one, is you don't have to bring any pad, or this is just an awareness exercise. I want you to try and experience, if you will, the different forms of love, the different forms of levels of love, if you will. So let's say you walk outside and you're in nature. I just want you to feel the love of nature. So feel the tree, feel the grass, feel the flowers. Just feel the various energy of what does it feel like for nature. Now, nature is natural. It has natural energy. It has harmony. It has balance. It has an awareness. It has an expression. And I want you to start to feel the different expressions of that loving energy in nature. And then if you mix that with going into the public and trying to see the light, the love light in each person, you can see where that vibration is bringing you, what that resonates to. That's another interesting way of doing it. So when you start with those and you do all these exercises I was mentioning, it'll start to open up your mind. It'll start to change your perceptions of things. Again, the more you do these exercises, whether it's every day or every week or once a week, the more you do it, the stronger it gets and the more your perception will open up. The more you'll become aware of energy, the more you'll become aware of the different degrees of energy, the more you'll become aware of what true love is. You'll be able to be aware of what true love feels like when you have it within yourself. Another assignment for you to go into is you can go and stand in front of the mirror and see what you love about yourself from the inside out. What colors, what lights do you see? What colors do you see? If you don't see a sense or have a sense of blended energy, of harmony, of color, then what is holding you back that's from those harmonic colors? Try it. It works. And write these observations down so as you go along on your spiritual path, you can actually see how far you've grown. Good luck, my friends, and lots of love to each one of you.